It's 8:24. Hey, speaking of people who really know what they're talking about, Rosie Leffler-Kemp joins us this morning on the phone. Hey, Rosie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lisa.
Glad to have you with us. So when is Lake Superior Day?
Okay, Lake Superior Day is coming up the third Sunday in July, which this year is July 16th.
Okay, I'm relieved because we were just talking about how many things are going on already in town this weekend, and I thought, oh boy, if it's something else that we have to go to, how will we ever get it all in?
Exactly. This weekend there's a heaping lot of good stuff going on in the Duluth Superior area. I wanted to promote it now because we have lots of activities planned, but we're interested in community groups and churches getting involved, and wanted to get the date out there as well as some of the activities. So if there are people interested in participating, they could contact us.
Well, we need to hear a little bit more about it. Lake Superior Day, man, that could be almost anything.
Yeah, so Lake Superior Day started in the 1990s, and it was started as a day a number of organizations from around Lake Superior, environmental groups, wanted to recognize Lake Superior and have a day both to celebrate the lake, as well as to recognize the issues and concerns that impact our lake. So it was started in the 1990s, and every year organizations from all around Lake Superior host a number of different kinds of events. Here in Duluth, we have been hosting events on the Friday and Saturday, so kind of in preparation for Lake Superior Day. We hold informational tabling and activities by the Lake Superior Maritime Visitor Center, and we will be holding a number of children's activities around, again, at the Lake Superior Maritime Visitor Center. We'll be having different people doing talks on, we'll be having the dances of the Lake Walk folks. And so Friday's activities are really geared around children's activities, but there will be informational tables that will appeal to adults as well as children. And then Saturday there's going to be a series of different talks that are really more tailored towards adults on issues like climate change and invasive species, et cetera. And then on Sunday, the actual Lake Superior Day, there's a huge celebration at Barker's Island with a number of family activities. And then also on Sunday, a number of churches will hold church services. For example, my church, Lutheran Church of the Good Shepherd, at 9:30, on Sunday, July 16th, our whole service will be tailored around Lake Superior and celebrating it.
Well, Rosie, sounds like it's going to be a wonderful celebration, of course, of the big lake and some of the environmental concerns. We can take a couple of minutes and acknowledge how far we've come and, of course, look forward to the things that still need work, but sometimes it's good to say, hey, look what we've done so far.
And that's exactly right, Lisa. It's a day to celebrate, to pause, to recognize, and also to recommit to continuing to work to protect this incredible lake that we have. And there's a number of organizations that are involved with our local effort. If people are interested in getting more involved or there's activities that you would like to do within your church or within your organization, Connie LeMay at the Lake Superior Magazine is one of our coordinators, and her number is 722-5002. And we look forward to people participating.
Wonderful. Rosie, thanks so very much for joining us this morning. It's always fun to talk with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Rosie Loeffler-Kemp this morning, our guest here on 103.3 KUMD. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. And Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Ports supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.